information and tools you need to succeed. Visit Forbes.com today.
This is a personal message for Susan Mock. Hi, Angel. It's Mom. I talked to Jamie yesterday all about her daughter's wedding, and she asked if you were dating anyone, and, well, I lied and said you had a boyfriend. Susan, what about Match.com? It's a website. There are 15 million members and plenty of nice men you could settle down with. Sweetie, even though I will, don't make Mommy keep lying for you.
The most relationships, the most marriages, the most satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Some Republicans want to roll back Bush programs. A group of conservatives in the House want to roll back much of the new Medicare drug benefit and the No Child Left Behind education law that George Bush made domestic hallmarks in his first term. While praising Bush's leadership on fighting terrorism and passing tax cuts, Congressman Mike Pence of Indiana said it was important for Republicans to reassert conservative values that led them to control the Congress. Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist back at work, but only part-time. A court spokeswoman says he is also doing some work at home. The 80-year-old Rehnquist missed arguments in November and December while getting chemotherapy and radiation for his thyroid cancer. It's unclear yet if he'll be back on the bench next week when the court returns from a month-long break, but he is still planning to administer the oath of office to Bush on January 20th. U.S. officials are now presuming an additional 20 Americans were killed in the tsunami in South Asia. That's in addition to 16 confirmed dead. A State Department spokesman says another 3,500 Americans still have not been located and may be missing. Of the 20 presumed dead, 19 were killed in Thailand, one in Sri Lanka. A top official at Thailand's public health ministry says that 12-year-old Swedish boy missing since the tsunami was never treated at a hospital. A child matching Christian Walker's description was seen leaving a hospital with a man a day after the killer waves. That report raised fears the boy had been kidnapped and hopes he was alive, but police say they've ruled out the theory that a German man at the hospital kidnapped anybody. And that word from police after they questioned a man from Munich. The German man told police he had helped seven people, including a different Swedish boy, reunited with his mother. Police say they verified that account now. The health official says the reports of the boy's disappearance, quote, might have resulted from a misunderstanding. Global contributions, by the way, to tsunami relief funds have now soared past $3 billion. The UN humanitarian chief calls those sum pledged phenomenal. The European Union's humanitarian commissioner says, however, the escalating aid offers may become a beauty contest where nations compete for the title of the biggest donor. The UN humanitarian official says he'd rather see competitive compassion than no compassion. Australia, by the way, can now claim to be the biggest provider of relief, $764 million. George W. Bush has been urging Americans to donate to the earthquake tsunami relief, and he's taking his own advice. The White House now says Bush has sent checks totaling $10,000 to groups helping victims of the earthquake and the tsunami in South Asia, although the press secretary declined to identify the specific groups. This is Air America Radio.
I have these nightmares. This taco, not just an ordinary taco, but this big evil taco is haunting me.
Guacamole.
You see, I was exposed to credit cards in college, and I wasn't the most responsible person back then.
Go, go, go!
I mean, I heard the words credit card and thought, hey, hey, free money! Plane ticket to spring break? Credit card. New skis? Credit card. 135 taco dinners? Bam! Credit card. But hey, it's not too late to do something about your credit. Get ScorePower from Equifax.com. ScorePower gives you your credit report, credit score, and it puts you on the road toward the credit you deserve for just $14.95. So, check out Equifax.com today and get that taco you ate 7 years ago out of your life.
Get ScorePower at Equifax.com or 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Adios, taco.
Get the power. Score power at Equifax.com.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Al Franken Show.
I don't want to hear about it. No. Only good news.
That's my new impression of Bush.
He's a child king.
The child king.
I don't want to hear... Isn't that the best impression of Bush you've ever heard?
Because that comes from the Nelson Report, which says that he only now wants to hear good news.
So I guess the 5 GIs killed in 3 separate attacks, as well as the governor...
Don't want to...
The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Tomorrow is a fairly important day in the history of this republic. We have an advocate for torture whose Senate nomination hearings to be Attorney General begin tomorrow morning around 9:30. And then at 1 p.m., a joint session of Congress will conduct the official Electoral College vote with Dick Cheney presiding. If no senator signs on to Representative John Conyers' objection, although he's not the one signing the objection, I believe, to the fraud that occurred in Ohio, then it's over. So suddenly C-SPAN is pretty exciting stuff, right? Going to be better than pro wrestling tomorrow. If Gonzalez is confirmed, which he will be, and no Democratic senator signs an objection to the certification of Electoral College vote, and that's a distinct possibility, then you will know that the Democratic Party has officially left you. If they sanction torture and lie down for voter fraud and minority voter disenfranchisement, then it's not really the Democratic Party anymore, is it? Well, we talked about that last night, didn't we? Yeah, okay. Big day tomorrow. Now, we're going to be talking about those two topics momentarily. I want to go back to last night. Remember I got the email from Jay in Brooklyn? And he's the one that wrote, I agree with everything you say about the current administration, blah, blah, blah. He says, but I'm sick of listening to everyone on Air America every day doing nothing but trying to build a case against the Bushes and so on and so forth. He said, we can't... He said, if we've learned nothing else from recent history, let us at least understand that we can't build a vital nation merely by railing against the scoundrels. We can't leave the darkness if we're not somehow led to the light. It's time to stop bitching. Now, how the hell are we going to do it? And I read his email on the air, and then I said, you know, Jay, how are we going to do it? You lead it then. You know, I'll follow you. You know, I'm not a leader. I'm a talk show host. Nobody on this this radio network is interested in that sort of thing. I would assume. I mean, I don't know. I don't speak for people on this network. I only speak for myself. But anyway, Jay sent me a little brief email. It just said, geez, like he was misunderstood. So I said, well, if you want to try again. So I got this email tonight. And in fairness to Jay, I want to read it. And this is a final word on it. I want Jay to have the final word. This is Jay in Brooklyn. He said, I don't know if I can explain myself any better, but I'll try. My father died a few weeks ago. He was 88. The Depression had forced him to go to work when he was a kid. As an officer in the Signal Corps, he dodged bullets to run cable on bloody Philippine beaches. And then he came back to a country where the phone company wouldn't hire him because he was a Jew. But he and this country had made a deal. Franklin Roosevelt had promised to take the desperate fear out of American life, and the country pretty much kept that promise for 70 years to my father and millions like him. And they more than kept up their end of the bargain. Now we're under assault by a cabal of lying, greedy sons of bitches who don't give a damn for people like my father, who believe that other men's labor is meant only to make their fat asses fatter, who think that it's God's will that the wealth they pass on to their idiot children should keep the rest of us in chains. You'd think that most people would get it and throw the bastards out. But they don't, at least not in a way they'll act on. We can no longer take it for granted that our fellow citizens understand the virtues of the 20th century social contract, despite all its brilliant success. I don't know if I'm right, but it seems to me that the only hope we have is to do two things at the same time. Call the bastards out, as you do so well, and also affirm and reaffirm at every opportunity the progressive ideals that made this country great and could make it even greater. So scream bloody murder about what the lying SOBs are doing to us. It's the least they deserve. But you have the power, because you have the brains and the microphone, to make people see how much more they might have, as well as what they stand to lose. And for the record, I don't need you or anyone else to lead me by the nose. Sincerely, Jay, and his last name in Brooklyn. All right, fair enough. I could very easily have misinterpreted what Jay was saying last night, and I possibly did. Apparently, maybe I should say apparently I did. But I appreciate you writing back in, Jay. It's a good letter. It's a good statement, and you have the last word on this. That's all I can say. You have the last word on it. The report by Michigan's John Conyers, Representative John Conyers, says that Congress, that's the House and the Senate, should challenge the Electoral College vote when it's a tally tomorrow in the House and investigate all claims of voter problems in Ohio. The report said, quote, we have found numerous serious election irregularities in the Ohio presidential election. There are ample grounds for challenging the electors from the state of Ohio. I mentioned the name Fannie Lou Hamer the other night from way back in, what was it, 1964? Was it 64? Democratic Convention? She was a delegate on what was called the Mississippi Freedom Delegation, a Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party. I believe that's how it was referred to. Mississippi had sent to the Democratic convention a bunch of white guys. The population of Mississippi at the time was, probably 50-50 African American and European American. And Fannie Lou Hamer, who, if I remember, was not just a civil rights activist, but she also was a field hand. And she insisted on challenging the right of these white men to be the official delegation of the state of Mississippi. Maybe you remember, maybe you're old enough to remember that. Here we are again. Huh? Here we are again. 40 years later. 40 years later. Fannie Lou Hamer is long dead, and it's probably a safe bet that everybody in both delegations from Mississippi are gone. But here we are again, 40 years later, challenging the way the electoral process in this country seems to be inclined to treat non-whites. And I hate to break this into race, but that's pretty much how it breaks down, right? It is. Come on, let's just get over that real quick. Most of the voting irregularities, most of the purging of voter rolls, have been conducted against people of color. You don't find rich precincts that are populated by white folks, for the most part, having these problems. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Now, why is that? You know, there's got to be a reason for that. Every single charge of voter irregularity, voter fraud, whatever it was, always came from heavily Democratic and or black precincts. Non-white. Let me say non-white precincts, right? None of the challenges or irregularities came from Republican-dominated or mostly white precincts. Isn't that, I don't know, what would you call that, truth seeker? The Republicans call it, an act of God or coincidence. What do you call it? I call it fraud. I call it theft. So John Conyers says, we have found numerous serious election irregularities in the Ohio presidential election. There are ample grounds for challenging the electors from the state of Ohio. He's put together a 102-page report titled Preserving Democracy, What Went Wrong in Ohio? And it lists a few things under the heading What Went Wrong in Ohio. Problems like a shortage of voting machines in Democratic-leaning areas. A shortage of voting machines? Confusion over provisional ballot rules. Widespread instances of intimidation and misinformation. Improper purging of voter registration lists. A lack of inspection for about 93,000 ballots where no vote was cast for president. And vote totals not matching registration numbers or exit poll data. Intentional misconduct. Illegal behavior. Much of it involving Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, who also was the co-chair of the Bush-Cheney campaign in Ohio. Now, those voting irregularities, I haven't seen the report, but I'll bet you my job that not one of those reports come from a predominantly white precinct or a precinct that it normally goes Republican. Not one. So what is it? Just toss of the coin, right? Hey, an act of God, a thunderbolt. I don't know. There's nothing to see here. Move on. The report was sent with a letter signed by 24 House Democrats to Senate leaders claiming that the massive and unprecedented extent of irregularities in Ohio raised grave doubts about that state's electoral votes. We'll talk about it some more here in just a second.
What is your name? Do you have any dependents? Did you sell your home?
If you can answer questions like these, you can confidently do your taxes yourself at TurboTax.com. TurboTax makes even complex returns easy by asking simple questions like,
did you earn any interest income?
Then TurboTax adds everything up automatically. And when you're done, you can e-file and get your refund in days.
Do you want your refund sent directly to your bank account?
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Huge dread spending another season in your old, dreary kitchen. Then bring it to dazzling life again with cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. Sears cabinet refacing could transform your kitchen without the time, expense, or mess of building all new cabinets. In about 4 to 6 days, your old kitchen can have new elegance, just the way you imagine, with your choice of hundreds of decorator styles. Services and materials are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So call Sears Cabinet Refacing at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing now. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your get up, stand up.
22 past the hour. The report that Congress put together, like I mentioned, was signed by 24 House Democrats. It was sent to Senate leaders, again, claiming that the massive and unprecedented extent of irregularities in Ohio raised grave doubts. Unprecedented means it's worse than it was in Florida 4 years ago, when that state's Secretary of State also was the co-chair of the Bush-Cheney campaign. Remember? As you know, by law, a single senator has to stand up and agree to with at least one representative to challenge this. People are saying that Barbara Boxer might support such a move. I got an email right before airtime saying that there are six senators who are committed or considering or whatever. It's weasel language. I'm sorry. I'll believe it when I see it. Let's go back. Courtesy of Fahrenheit 9/11, let's go back to January 6, 2001. And, what does it say about our democracy when you can't get a single senator to stand up for equality under the law and democracy? Well, this happened again tomorrow. It starts out with Michael Moore and then Representative Elsie Hastings, Representative Corrine Brown, Representative Barbara Lee, Representative Patsy Mink, Representative Maxine Waters, and finishes with Representative Jesse Jackson, Jr.
On the day the joint session of both the House of Representatives and the Senate was to certify the election results, Al Gore, in his dual role as outgoing Vice President and President of the Senate, presided over the event that would officially anoint George W. Bush as the new President. If any congressman wanted to raise an objection, the rules insisted that he or she had to have the signed support of just one senator.
Mr. President, and I take great pride in calling you that, I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, deliberate fraud, and an attempt
to... The chair must remind members that under Section 18 of Title III, United States Code, no debate is allowed in the joint session.
Thank you, Mr. President. To answer your question, Mr. President, the objection is in writing, signed by a number of members of the House of Representatives, but not by a member of the Senate.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by several House colleagues on behalf and myself of the 27,000 voters of Duval County, in which 16,000 of them are African Americans that was disenfranchised in this last election.
Is the objection signed by a member of the Senate?
Not signed by a member of the Senate. The Senate is missing.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself on behalf of many of the diverse constituents in our country, especially those in the 9th Congressional District, and all American voters who recognize that the Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, decided this election.
Is the objection signed by a senator?
Unfortunately, Mr. President, it is not signed by one single senator.
Unfortunately, I have no authority over the United States Senate, and no senator has signed.
Mr. President, it is in writing and signed by myself and several of my constituents from Florida. A senator is needed, but missing.
Is the objection in writing and signed by a member of the House and a senator?
The objection is in writing, and I don't care that it is not signed by a member of the Senate.
The chair will advise that the rules do care, and the signature of the senator.
Not a single senator came to the aid of the African Americans in Congress. One after another, they were told to sit down and shut up.
It's a sad day in America, Mr. President, when we can't find a senator to sign
the gentleman,
objections.
The gentleman will suspend.
Will sign objections, Mr. President.
The gentleman will suspend.
Every time I hear that, I sit here and get tears in my eyes. I did when I saw the movie. And I did just now. It's just astonishing. The courage of those members of the so-called Black Caucus in the U.S. House to challenge, based on the fact that, once again, their people, I'm sorry, but it's the way it is, their people were the most assaulted by what happened in Florida. And person after person, member of the House after member of the House, standing there, challenging, and nobody, no senator. And I hate to break this into race, but no white person, because there were no black senators. Were there? Isn't Barack Obama the first black senator in a long time? I mean, there they once again, Americans of African descent. You know, where were the Americans of Irish descent, or Italian descent, or Norwegian descent, or German descent? Caucus member after caucus member. I rise in objection. I rise in objection. Well, do you have a senator? No, sir, I don't. But I still rise in objection. What's going to happen tomorrow?
Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch the mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more...
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue. A new detective.
Don't get into any trouble.
Who, me?
Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
Are you falling behind with your bills? Now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you avoid bankruptcy and get caught up again. It's called Debtscape. A Debtscape certified credit counselor can help reduce or even eliminate your interest rates. And they can consolidate your bills into just one monthly payment. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call 1-800-330-3535. That's 1-800-330-3535.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. It's your last chance to tell Senate Democrats to grow some scavones and oppose Alberto Gonzalez and the Ohio election count. Plus, Christy Whitman's about to hit Bush with a political tell-all. We'll talk to a top guy from the EPA who quit in protest and lived to tell about it. That and the latest installment of Morning Sedition Radio Theater on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. We're going to talk about the Gonzalez thing a little bit later in the program. I'm sure you've probably seen this from the blue lemur. Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell, Ohio's Republican co-chair of the Bush-Cheney campaign there, sent out a fundraising letter. He wants, you know, he's running for governor. And he sent out a fundraising letter in which he boasted of helping deliver Ohio for Bush. Now, and he said, he went on to say he was truly pleased to announce Bush had won Ohio even before all the state's votes had been counted in his own fundraising letter. You know, a letter was put together before before the votes had been counted and the challenges and so on and so forth. But the letter, in apparent disregard for his supposed nonpartisan role as that state's chief election official, in the letter, Blackwell slammed Senator Kerry as a disaster, his word, who would have reaped terrible and horrible results on both Ohio and the United States. Huh? Now, when did it come to the fact in this country that the chief election officer in a state could be this partisan? We've been through this. You know, we've gone through, how many damn times have we gone through this, right? How many times have we gone through this? You would think that given the millions of people who allegedly have died to preserve our basic franchise right to vote, when you consider all the sweat and blood and tears that has been shed to make sure that all of us can vote, not just white male landowners, which was how the country was put together, but everybody who's a citizen of this country from age 18 up, either native-born or naturalized or whatever. How many times were you told that in school? I was told that a lot. I was told that the reason for the mega millions of deaths in all the wars the United States has fought in, starting with the first one, that all those deaths had to do basically with the right to maintain self-governance. And being uneducated as I am in political science or governmental science, I have to ask the question, and maybe somebody can answer it. Why is this essential right, this essential obligation, this keystone to our country, being so prostituted? Now, I'm not going to pause here and you know, attempt to smack around the people that don't vote. A lot of people who don't vote have their reasons. You know, okay, you know, whatever. Either you're too lazy to vote, or you don't care, or you decided the system is stacked, or you don't like touchscreen voting. You know, whatever. I'm sure some of those reasons are valid. But over the past 40 years, for the people who didn't vote, when there was no such thing as touchscreen voting, when it was just a matter of having the courage, if you were black, to go to a voting place, if you lived here in the South, or if you were white, just taking some time off your job, I can't presume to educate anybody in this country about what the voting procedure has been like in this country over the past 30, 40, 50 years. You know, people were lynched. People were hanged in this country because they wanted to vote. You know, just wanted to participate in the system. And it is not ironic, is it, that the people who rose in objection last time were people of color? There's no irony there whatsoever. As a matter of fact, that's to be expected. For some odd reason, and I don't know what it is. Is it a genetic flaw? We whites in this country are less inclined toward literally fighting, being fire hosed and chewed on by dogs and beaten and lynched and set on fire and dragged behind a pickup truck the way blacks were. We're less inclined. You know, we just go, well, I don't know. You know, it was raining. I couldn't get to the polls. So there was no irony in the fact that the people standing in the United States House of Representatives 4 years ago where black vote. And part of the reason I tear up when I see that scene or in Moore's movie, and aren't you glad Michael Moore made the movie? Because you and I never would have known about that, would we? Huh? We never would have known about that. We never would have seen Patsy Mink and Maxine Waters and Jesse Jackson Jr. And on and on and on and on. All these people standing there essentially begging for fairness, for justice. And some of Al Gore's laugh lines, I wanted to leap at the screen and reach up there and knock the hell out of him. Well, the rules care. Sit down, Negro. But there was no irony. There was nothing but what? 400 years of black history in this country was dramatically outlined by those so-called African Americans standing there asking Al Gore for the right to challenge. And Al Gore, doing what he had to do, I mean, he's as locked into it as anybody else, saying, do you have a senator? Well, nobody, I guess, said to Al, you could probably have gotten a senator to do something. You're the vice president. You had the election stolen. You bailed out. You stood there and wet your pants. And you left. So here we are again, 4 years later. And who's leading the challenge? Oh, surprise, surprise. Another black man. Huh? Yeah, another black man. God. How do y'all do that? How? This question, I'm sorry, this question is directed to our dusky brethren out there and our dusky sisters. How do you all do that? How are you able to handle 400 years of what you've handled and still stand in the well of the House or the Senate, wherever the hell that was, that's held, I guess, in the House? How do you stand there and still have the energy to say, wait a second, this is not right. This is injustice. Do it right, America. Just this once. Do it right, America. Do it right. Please do it right. How do y'all do that? How do you black folk do that? You get up every morning and take your courage pills? Well, how do you do it? And it is a race thing. Sorry. It is. It is a race thing. It is a race thing. So who's going to stand tomorrow, huh? Surely there will be one or two or three. Keith Olbermann is reporting on his blog tonight that he has word that there's going to be six. Oh, glorious day, six senators. Yes. All we need is one. Just one senator. Just one senator. Oh, I said it's not going to happen. You know, I already shot off my mouth and said it's not going to happen. If it does happen, I also said I will come on this program tomorrow night humbled beyond belief to think that one United States senator decided to join with these courageous members of the U.S. House. Now, what happens when they protest? Do you think it's going to overturn the election? Don't think that. Don't start out tomorrow with that thought in your mind, because that's not the case. There'll be a couple hours of debate. There will be snotty-ass comments from the right-wingers and the Republicans. There will be pleas for justice and equality from the Democrats. And since both houses of Congress are controlled by Republicans, even if it comes to a vote confirming the electoral vote as presented, you know how it's going to go. John Kerry is in Jordan. He's touring the Middle East. He sent a letter to some of his constituents, people who wrote to him. Three of you have sent me copies of the letter that you received. It's a form letter. It's all three of them are exactly the same word, worded exactly the same, except for the dear blank. And Kerry said, look, the reason, essentially, he said, look, the reason I'm not there is because there's not enough votes in our favor. Whatever action the House or the Senate takes is not going to overturn the election. So I'm over here in the Middle East on a fact-finding tour, yada, 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 yada. Why isn't John Kerry standing with the House members? John Kerry is a senator. Would that be self-serving? Maybe it would be self-serving. But isn't there a greater issue here, of which John Kerry is nothing but a small part? Isn't the reality of the democratic process in this country at stake? Oh, Mike, that sounds so quaint. Oh, Mike, where have you been for the past 25 years? The democratic process in jeopardy tomorrow? Oh, Malloy. Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it, right? Anomalies. Anomalies in the Ohio vote procedure and vote count. Anomalies. That's all they were. Happenstance. Circumstance. Coincidence. Easily explained. Sit down. Shut up. It's over.
Redemption songs. Redemption songs.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Hon?
Yeah?
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Planet Check.
10-year-old Shannon Curtis from Schenectady, New York, talks about Kids Against Pollution.
Kids Against Pollution is a network of active youth dedicated to solving and preventing pollution problems through educational projects and events to protect children's health and the planet.
Shannon talks about one of her favorite actions.
One time, I picked up trash along the shore of the Plattetail. That's a nearby creek with a waterfall. You could see with your own eyes what a difference it made by the big bags full of garbage we collected. And you could picture it happening all over the country on the same day.
This little green sprout tells it like it is.
People can be such slobs.
Shannon's advice for other aspiring kid activists?
Well, they can start their own chapters. KidsAgainstPollution.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
I want boy, we're gonna street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes. Just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Bill is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Bill, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you tonight?
Doing fine. How are you?
Hey, relatively okay. Hey, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for everything you're doing, and it is a lot. And along those lines, no matter what happens tomorrow in the Senate, I think we all need to write John Conyers and thank him for all the effort he's put into this, along with his the other folks, Stephanie Tubb Jones and the rest.
That's a good idea. I understand it's Stephanie Tubb Jones who will be signing. She'll be the one.
She's the one that's going to sign.
Yeah.
It, yeah.
Right.
But the main reason I called, and I'm hoping and praying and sitting on pins and needles like the rest of us about tomorrow. And by the way, I think they need to give Vice President Cheney a couple of nitros before he goes in the building, because it could be a real rollicking time tomorrow. I'm going to put it on tape because I got a feeling it's going to be really interesting.
I hope it is. I hope it's just not a pro forma declining of the objections raised by House members. I hope it's rollicking and hell-raising and democracy in action.
Yeah, it's our only chance at election reform.
Yeah.
And the main reason I called was about the John Kerry letter.
Yeah.
You know, I went from being kind of depressed today after watching the Bob Matsui memorial service.
Mm-hmm.
To anger after reading John Kerry's letter. I'm angry because basically he's in Jordan, is not even going to be on the Senate floor tomorrow, and he's asking the very people that he and the DNC allowed to, you know, be disenfranchised,
right,
wants us to do his bidding for him.
Yeah, like I said, three or four people have sent me copies of that form letter,
we're the ones that are supposed to petition Bill Frist. We're the ones that are supposed to petition Dennis Hastert.
Yeah.
You know, that's wrong. John Kerry he's out of the race in 208 for sure with me.
I don't understand how much, that's not the right. That's not what I want to say. Here's what I want to say.
Sure.
I don't have the energy to petition anybody anymore. Do you?
Well, for about a week and a half, I've been writing my butt off asking people, long before people on the radio were asking people to write senators and so forth, because it is our democracy we're fighting for.
Yeah, it is indeed. I guess what I'm trying to say is I no longer have the inclination, if that's the right word, to petition. I'm ready to take to the streets. I'm not ready to give up yet, by any means.
Me too. If we don't have a chance at democracy tomorrow, then it's not the democracy I swore to defend as a young Marine in 1969.
Well, there you go.
And I'll tell you, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm approximately your age, and I'll tell you, I'm not too old to take to the streets.
Well,
it's damn cold here in Ohio, but I'll tell you what. You're from northern Ohio, too. And
And
we know how to bundle up here and raise some hell.
I hear you.
I'm hearing these rumors about a senator or a number of senators. I'm like you. I'll see it when I believe it. We've been let down too many times. The Dems have led us down the primrose path, and, oh, we're going to do this and we're going to do that, and just allowed us to be dumped on. And I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know, it's time, if they aren't willing to fight for the people that seated them, then it's time for some new leadership. And a new Democratic Party. And I think that should really start with Howard Dean as the DNC. Anybody else will just be cosmetic.
I thoroughly agree with that. Hey, thanks for checking in, Bill.
Hey, I really appreciate it.
All right, sir.
Have a good evening.
All right. You have a nice evening. I'm getting emails here from people in various states naming their senators and saying, hey, announce this on the air. Here's a phone number for Lautenberg. Here's a phone number for Corzine or Corzine. Here's a number for this Feinstein. And of course, I'm not going to do it over the air because, anybody who's interested in this knows how to get a hold of their senator. It's kind of stupid for me to presume that people don't know how to get hold of their senators. There is an 800 number if you want to write it down. It's 839-5276, 839-5276. And I don't know what you get when you call that that phone number, but it's for senators, 800-839-5276, and then you just say which senator you want. You know, I don't think you can inject courage into someone, and I freely admit it's going to take courage for a Democrat to stand as a senator and protest what has happened. It sure will take courage, but I think you either have that kind of courage or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
In the coming months, we're going to hear a lot of flim-flam about how Social Security is in crisis. Don't believe a word of it. In reality, as any honest economist will tell you, the right has for two decades spread fear about the baby boomers bankrupting the system. In reality, the program can pay all scheduled benefits long past the boomers' retirement. If you need more evidence that privatizing Social Security is a lousy idea, think back to the Enron scandal. Remember those greedy Enron executives who sold stock for millions while the company was still riding high and then gave themselves big bonuses as bankruptcy neared? Thousands of people not only lost their jobs, but their lifetime savings. After Enron's collapse, the largest corporate bankruptcy in U.S. history, you'd have to be pretty dense to fall for the Bush administration's callous scheme to encourage workers to take risks with their pension and retirement benefits. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel for Air America. For more, go to www.thenation.com.
Welcome to Being Your Own Boss, an audio series. Repeat the following bossy phrases. It's time we unleashed some logistical paradigms.
It's time that we released something.
We need to deploy a more user-centric methodology.
Well, we need the user-friendly...
Being the boss doesn't have to be hard. Become a Furniture Medic franchise owner and receive full support, even financing, from America's largest furniture repair and restoration company. Call 1-800-RUN-YOURS or visit FurnitureMedicFranchise.com. Furniture Medic, a Service Master brand.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-719-0111. You'll get a free sample of Tempur material, a free better sleep video, and 90-day tryout certificate. That's 1-800-719-0111.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Election appeal in Ukraine. Losing presidential candidate Viktor Yanukovych today officially appealed the results of last month's election to the Supreme Court in Ukraine, arguing the election be declared invalid because of massive fraud. Preliminary results from the December 26th election show opposition candidate Viktor Yushchenko winning a significant victory. Yanukovych's campaign manager said today's filing was just an intermediate appeal, and the main challenge will be submitted only after the Central Election Commission announces the final results. Yanukovych will ask the court to declare that it is, quote, impossible to establish the result of the election due to fraud. The U.S. military launching a new investigation into charges of prisoner abuse at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The internal probe follows claims by FBI officials that detainees were chained to floors in fetal positions for extended periods. Vance Craddock, top general at the U.S. Southern Command in Miami, says Brigadier General John Furlow will start the investigation this week. In a statement, Southern Command says officials want to determine the facts and find out whether policies were followed. Authorities say they don't yet see any signs of terrorism, but they are investigating. They're looking for a man who used a, what they call, Middle Eastern name as he tried to buy large quantities of an explosive, the same kind used in the Oklahoma City bombing. A Canadian company says the man may have used phony credentials. George W. Bush in Illinois today to start his second-term campaign for limits on damage awards, by saying doctors should be fighting illnesses, not lawsuits. Bush made his case at a stop in Madison County, Illinois, recently praised by a lobbying group as the best place in America to file suit. Bush says frivolous suits are driving up malpractice insurance premiums, and doctors are faced with what he calls a terrible choice, either pass the cost on to patients, move, or shut down their practices. Bush says the system's out of control. Some three dozen U.S. states have already passed limits on damages from lawsuits. However, Bush's bid for national caps is stalled in Congress. He is hoping for better luck in the new, more Republican Congress. Critics argue Bush's proposals will not fix the problem. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy calls it a shameful shield for drug companies and HMOs who hurt people through negligence. CNN says it is not renewing the contract of conservative political pundit Tucker Carlson. The move may be the final nail in the coffin of Crossfire, the granddaddy of high-volume political debate shows on CNN. They may fold the program into other shows on the network. Carlson, according to CNN, may go to MSNBC or other broadcast outlets. Carlson's career and CNN's needs just didn't match up, they said. This is Air America Radio.
Time to renovate your kitchen? Well, don't replace your cabinets, just reface them with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. And with Sears, it's satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call now for a free in-home estimate. 1-800-225-5991. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-225-5991.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day,
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, my guest is record producer Peter Collins on Air America Radio. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now.
Revolution starts now.
Welcome back, 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Bruce Cole writing at Common Dreams today. Did you see this? Into his essay, he says, if no senators come forward to demand the investigation that the evidence requires, then the very party which once produced the great social advances that are now systematically being destroyed by those who stole this election, that great party will start itself to dissolve, but that dissolution will have been self-initiated. The reason I know, he writes, that the Democratic Party is standing on the brink of self-annihilation right now is because it is about to alienate the very people who can save it. I am just one of tens of millions of such people. We stood in the breach the last 4 years, and we fought tooth and nail to defeat the most heinous government this country has ever produced. And the irony is, just as the evidence showed 4 years ago, we apparently succeeded. Only our leadership failed us, and it may be about to do so once again. There will not be another chance, he writes, I can assure every senator who reads this. Please remember that political parties are merely human constructs, and as such, they rise and fall according to the human conditions that engender them. It is your turn, senators, to stand in the breach. If you fail to add your voices to those heroic House members as they demand an investigation into the desecration of our democracy that occurred in Ohio, you will have failed your country, your supposed ideals, and your party. You will also have failed your children and yourself. And there's more. It's at Common Dreams. Bruce Cole wrote it. Final notice to Senate Democrats. I don't think there's a way to be too tough on Democrats. that essay states it fairly well. You know, what the hell have we been doing for the past 4 years? What have you and I been doing for the past 4 years after we watched with shock the election being stolen, totally stolen, the rise of the neo-Nazi class in this country finally into a position of absolute power? There's just a few more things they have to do to consolidate that power. And the complete falling apart of Democratic Party leadership. Come on, you know it's true. It's hard to accept. I know it's hard to accept. It's hard for me to accept. But if you're a Democrat, you know what's happened. If you're an aware Democrat, you know what's happened. And a lot of people say, well, you know, just like Jay in Brooklyn who wrote to me, you know, stop bitching, essentially is what he said. Well, what are we going to do? you know, there's some things that you have to end it because you can't mend it. And the Democratic Party just... It appears that that's what has happened. We've been screaming, haven't we? We activist Democrats have been screaming for how many years now? Since prior to Clinton's election, so we're talking 15, 16 years, that the party had to go back to its roots. It had to become, once again, the liberal working class coalition building, a party that it has been for the past 100 years. And who listened? Nobody listened. And people left. People left. What was this Reagan Democrat thing? You know, that's like being a Jew for Hitler. It makes no sense. Who came over that? Reagan Democrats. To all the Democrats who voted for Reagan, 24 years ago, are you happy? Did you get what you want? Of course, a lot of those people are dead now. There are a lot of working class people who have died because of no health care no health care, no on-the-job protection. A lot of people died of despair and disease. You know, they voted for Reagan, voted for 8 years of Reagan, and then 4 years of the moron, Pappy Bush, and then 8 years of Clinton. You know, what Reagan started, Clinton finished, you know? How many industrial workers have been retrained to be service representatives for some godforsaken country, right? Or company, right? So this is not just something that happened last election or the stolen election in 2000. This is something that's been building for the past 20, 24 years. And as Democrats, so-called, voted against their self-interest and became voted Republican, whether it was for Reagan or Pappy Bush or the twerp, you know, thinking, well, I'm still a Democrat, but, you know, I'm going to vote for these guys because, you know, he's a Christian man or whatever the vile, half-witted reason was. You, j'accuse, you are the ones who assisted in the destruction of your own political party. So to hell with you. You know, I've said before in this program, I can't stand a turncoat. That's why Zell Miller just makes me sick to my stomach. You know, for him to stand there, and I don't mean to pick on Zell, multiply Zell by a million. People say, I'm a Democrat, but I'm going to vote Republican. Why is that? Well, because he's a godly man. You know, that crap. But the Democratic Party, I believe this. I believe it's only me. I mean, you know, it's only me. I'm just spouting off here. But with the confirmation of Alberto Gonzalez tomorrow, or the beginning of the confirmation, the ultimate confirmation of Gonzalez tomorrow, and the refusal of a Democratic senator to stand and object. That, to me, is really, that's the knife across the throat of the Democratic Party. It's over. And then it's up to us to build something on its dead body. And I think we can. I think it could be done. I don't think there are Democrats or Greens or liberals out there, real Democrats and Greens and liberals and independents, who are willing to watch the whole damn thing die because some neo-Nazi thugs have taken over our government. I just don't believe that. I believe that we believe that we can fight back and get it back. I believe that. I really do. If I didn't believe that, I'd leave. I'd just get the hell out of here. So tomorrow is I think, a very important day. For the history of the nation, absolutely. But for the Democratic Party. And anything that's ever been done in the name of middle class or working class or minority class or whatever the hell class you want to talk about in this country for the past 100 years has been done by Democrats, not Republicans. Republicans don't care if you live or die. Matter of fact, it'd be best if you die before you start sucking up Social Security money. You know, so live until you're 61 and then croak. That's what you're supposed to work at Walmart. Consume, consume, consume as much as you can, and then die. Get the hell out of the way so we can get some more slaves in here. That's the Republican Party mindset. You know it. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. You know it as well as you know the nose on your own face. It has only ever been Democrats, real Democrats, who have brought social progress to the society, to us as a people, to us as individuals. The Democratic Party is the only party ever held out hope. Now, did it become corrupted? Yeah, of course. Of course it did. Of course it did. So don't email me and tell me how corrupt the Democratic Party is. Of course it's corrupt. That's my point. Of course it's become nothing. Worse than nothing. Less than zero. You know, maybe if Howard Dean can get the chairmanship of the DNC, maybe it can turn around. You know, whatever it's called, Democratic Party or Freedom Democratic Party or Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party or Green Democratic Party or whatever it's called or some other name. You know, the Triangle Party. Who the hell different? But who cares what it's called? But those two events tomorrow, those two scheduled events, the beginning of the hearings on Gonzalez, and I frankly think that's a done deal because it's just going to happen. All Republicans who hold office are thugs. They're absolute thugs. And couldn't care less about justice or decency or honor or morality. So a treacherous, murderous psychopath. Boy, we thought John, what's his name? Who was the last Attorney General? We thought Ashcroft all Ashcroft was apparently is just sick, degenerate Christ killer. That's all he was, you know, one of those Christians, so-called, who just loved to rip Christ's bloody body off the cross over and over and over and over and over and over again. Gonzalez is a Nazi. Gonzalez would send Jesus to Guantanamo. I mean, what the hell? What's with this name, Jesus? Oh, wait a minute. That's, you know what I'm saying. He's of the house of David. That sounds like a Jew name. What is it? He's Jewish? He's Palestinian? What? How could that be? Lock his ass up, right? That's Gonzalez. So, I don't know. Your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Flags and guns, and quoting from the Bible. I hate Republicans. I hate Republicans, baby, against and the Republicans. I hate that old Republican Party.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds had the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate, thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomeda.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Dear citizens, it is not only among enemies that ignorance substitutes for intelligence. Anger is more common than understanding, prejudice more common than tolerance, and conflict more common than peace. Neglect for healing the world with wisdom is reflected in the broken body of every soldier, civilian and vain argument. And as the blood of combat spills from the spirit of antagonism that flows from concepts we fail to scrutinize, war, as the offspring of our habits, continues to defy peace as the destiny of change. This is Gola Wolf Richards inviting you to contemplate Silver Lessons for Global Conflict Resolution at mottocitizens.com. War continues based on power we fail to assume, for peace we neglect to learn. Learn to engender the United States of mind. Orchestrate a concert of character for peace. Contemplate Silver Lessons at mottocitizens.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
The Max sent this to me. It says, in breaking news, the FreePress.org team now has in its possession an official Franklin County, Ohio Board of Election document entitled Machine Assignments for General Election 2004, showing the serial numbers of 76 machines, all in Democrat-rich Columbus, that were blacked out and kept in the warehouse or on trucks during the election, while thousands of inner-city voters stood in the rain. Conversely, none of the machines designated for Republican-dominated suburbs were blacked out on the list and held back. Yeah. from the Max. But that's not, see, that's and Jamel writes in, Mike, so many people are saying that the exposure of the election fraud is not about unseating Bush, but it's a chance to call for reform. So what they're saying is, we have evidence of fraud, but we'll let the thieves go and try to keep them from robbing us in the future? It's an outrage, Jamel writes. The presidency should be returned to the rightful owners, the Democrats. Why are we bothering to vote if they can steal it and nothing can be done? I say we keep protesting and demanding that Bush get out of our White House. We can't, for the sake of our democracy, settle for anything else. Jamel. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm for that. I'm for that. You know, I wish I were a Ukrainian tonight. I wish I were a Filipino. All these population groups who saw nascent democracy in their countries being stolen, or even corrupt democracy being corrupted even further. Let's be real here. And they didn't just do nothing. They did something. They put themselves out there. I don't, you know, we talked about this the other night. What is it about us that we're willing to just let this happen? Jesus God, what is it? I mean, are we sick? Are we ill? Or do we just not care? You know, it's one thing to say both parties suck. It's something else again to rise above all that and say, hold on a minute. Screw Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. I voted and I want the vote counted. And I want a system that is just and fair in counting the votes. And then if these Republicans win freely, fairly, squarely, fine. If the Democrats win fairly, squarely, fine. Why isn't the debate about that? About the fraud that's been perpetrated? And why aren't we on January 7th, if this thing is confirmed tomorrow, if they give it 2 hours of lip service in this joint session and the Republican, the white Republican, sit there and guffaw and chuckle and chortle as a bionic man stands up there and makes his little snide remarks as folks come forward to challenge this? What is up with that? Is that what we're going to see tomorrow? Oh, ho, ho. Hey, sit down, boy. What the hell's wrong with you? This election's over. Sit down. I don't know. I don't know. I take it all the time. I get emails, I get phone calls. You know, you're so damn negative. You know, what the hell are you supposed to be? I'm looking for the light. I am, you know. I'm looking for the light just like you are. But, you know, it's one thing being Pollyanna-ish, and there's something else again, being willing to take to the trenches once again to get out and fight. But it ain't going to happen with mimeograph machines and fundraising on the Internet. Come on. We've done that. We did that. Didn't we? We've won the last two presidential elections, and both times it was stolen. Now what? What do you want to do? You want to have more coffees? Do you have more petitions? You want to write more letters? What do you want to do? Do you want to organize? I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm screaming again. Oh, damn. John is calling from Long Beach, California. Hey, John, welcome to the program.
I haven't talked to you since you were on the other program.
Well, hey, John, how you doing?
It's been about a year.
Yes, it's been too long, pal.
Well, here's what I want to know. Two questions for you. Question one, why did Kerry capitulate so early?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned when he capitulated. I mean, the polls were no more closed. It's over. I'm done. I do believe that certain elements... Now, the Democratic Party sold out. I can't give you exact names. I have my suspicions.
Mm.
But you can go back to 2000 when the Democratic Party and the Republican Party shut out any third parties in a debate.
Hey, John, I got a break. Hold on. I'll come back to you. All right? You just said to your second or third sentence. Hold on. I'll come back. What happened to the team of lawyers Kerry said he had poised to swoop down on Ohio? What happened? Any of y'all heard anything about the lawyers and the poll watchers and the monitors and the fact checkers and the lawyers and the poll watchers and the fact checkers and the poll workers and the observers and the monitors and the, you know, what?
People either loved her or hated her.
A crime of passion.
Do you want a gun?
A random clue. A new detective.
Don't get into any trouble.
Who, me?
Kelly Martin is Mystery Woman, a bookstore owner who reads between the lines.
Everything is pointing to her. Her gun, her lies.
The Hallmark Channel Mystery Movie. Mystery Woman premieres Friday night at 9, 8 Central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a two-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com. Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
The Maturity Report.
The 109th Congress, the Republican side of it, should give each other new nicknames like Paulie Walnuts and Frankie Two Times, Dutch Tilt, things like that.
Yeah, the corporatizer.
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
There is no difference between the Bush administration's Republican Party and the Sopranos, except the Sopranos are likable.
Danny, break grandma's legs.
We're going to give a good kneecapping to the Democrats.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour, we're talking with John, who's called in from Long Beach, California. All right, John, where were you when I so rudely interrupted?
That's okay, Mike. You know, a long time ago, I used to get this black friend of mine really pissed at me because I would blame the Democrats for a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And he'd say, oh, well, John, the Republicans, well, wait a minute. I blame the Democrats for Scalia. I blame the Democrats for Clarence Thomas. And I blame the Democrats for a lot of appointments that they could have stopped that didn't. Here's a question for you, too. In 2000, when those Republican thugs were in the hallway there, pounding and screaming and yelling,
uh-huh.
The people inside the room were trying to do the vote counting. Why didn't somebody call the police?
I don't know that they didn't. We may not have seen it on television. What I do know is that they just stopped. They just shut the place down.
Yeah. Why was that allowed to happen?
Because they're Republicans. Republicans can break the law, and Democrats can sit back on their haunches and say, "Oh, well, they shouldn't be breaking the law."
Why this time around, when the Democrat Party knew the problems with the voting machines, knew that the die vote machines, et cetera, where there was no paper trails, and because of proprietary laws, you couldn't open them up, why did they not make any real effort to stop it?
John, I have no idea, other than the fact that, like Bart Kopp says, the Democrats have become pink tutu Democrats. They have no courage, no spine, no backbone. No sense of justice. Now, I'm talking about elected national Democrats. I'm not talking about rank-and-file Democrats who wonder what the hell happened to their party. These people are what they are. There's no pretense any longer. They are cowards. They are get-along-go-along. And for anybody, I shouldn't say this when I'm about to say it, but I'll say it anyway. For anybody with a rational mind who is still a Democrat, it's time to leave the party. It's time to sign on with the Greens. The Greens present what used to be the Democratic Party platform a long time ago, and if that includes Ralph Nader, so be it. That's where the truth of democracy all of a sudden can be found, is in the Green Party platform. Who was it to challenge the vote in Ohio? Was it the Kerry campaign? No.
Well, didn't Ralph Nader tell us about all this a long time ago?
Yes, he has. On the other hand, so did George Wallace.
But Dean, why don't Dean? I like Dean, and I like to, rather than see him stay at the Democratic Party, I'd like to see him go to the Green Party or something.
Yeah, it just may happen. John, thanks for checking in, pal. Don't be a stranger. I got to move on, okay?
All right,
you take care. Tom sent me an email. Mike, rail as you will against the Republican thugs in power and the Democratic quislings who aid and abet their own downfall, but guess what? 30 million eligible women did not vote. So let's hear some hell about all their paltry complaints about patriarchal society when all they've done is stay home. They could have changed the world. Why didn't they? I expected more. And since they, the apathetic darlings of Nowheresville, just balk at democracy and suffrage, who can blame the 50 million women who actually voted for Bush? What's up with that? As a male, I no longer bear the responsibility of guilt for patriarchy because women turned their own backs on their own rights. I'm pissed. Tom. Well, I don't know about your numbers there, Tom. You've got 80 million women there. 30 million voted and 50 million, 50 million voted and 30 million didn't. I don't know. But I hear what you're saying. But you can say the same thing about white working class males. You know, what about them? 50 million of them stayed home too, right? I mean, I'm not taking issue with the specifics here, but I'm just saying, you tell me a demographic group, race, gender, age, income, that produced a high turnout, other than these evangelical sheep who will do whatever their pastor tells them to do because they're afraid of hellfire when they finally die. I'm sure they had a fairly good turnout. But you can take any demographic group and ask that question. You know, what happened? But I get your point. I understand. We have found numerous serious election irregularities in the Ohio presidential election, which resulted in a significant disenfranchisement of voters. Cumulatively, these irregularities, which affected hundreds of thousands of votes and voters in Ohio, raised grave doubts regarding whether it can be said the Ohio electors selected on December 13, 2004, were chosen in a manner that conforms to Ohio law, let alone federal requirements and constitutional standards. Part of the preamble, the executive summary of the John Conyers 100-page report. It goes on and on. Misallocation of voting machines, unprecedented long lines of disenfranchised scores, if not hundreds of thousands, of predominantly minority and Democratic voters. Blackwell's decision to restrict provisional ballots resulted in the disenfranchisement of tens, if not hundreds of thousands of voters, again, predominantly minority and Democratic voters. Mr. Blackwell's widely reviled decision to reject voter registration applications based on paper weight may have resulted in thousands of new voters not being registered in time for the 2004 election. The Ohio Republican Party's decision to engage in pre-election caging tactics, selectively targeting 35,000 predominantly minority voters for intimidation, had a negative impact on voter turnout. The Ohio Republican Party's decision to utilize thousands of partisan challengers concentrated in minority and Democratic areas likely disenfranchised tens of thousands of legal voters who were not only intimidated but became discouraged by the long lines. Shockingly, these disruptions were publicly predicted and acknowledged by Republican officials. Mark Weaver, a lawyer for the Ohio Republican Party, admitted the challenges, quote, can't help but create chaos, longer lines, and frustration, end quote. And it goes on and on. On and on. Widespread instances of intimidation and misinformation in violation of the Voting Rights Act, the Civil Rights Act of 1968, equal protection, due process, and the Ohio right to vote. The improper purging and other voter registration errors by election officials that likely disenfranchised tens of thousands of voters statewide. The Greater Cleveland Voter Registration Coalition projects that in Cuyahoga County alone, over 10,000 Ohio citizens lost the right to vote as a result of official registration errors. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. And this is what we are supposed to accept. The people of Ukraine didn't accept it. The people of Yugoslavia didn't accept it. The Philippine people, who are probably the most politically abused people on the planet, because their system is so filthily corrupt. It's a system designed and monitored by the United States government since the turn of the last century. So many times, the people of Venezuela didn't take it. But we're going to. The debate tomorrow is that, a debate. And it will be done in a jokey manner by the Republicans if there is a debate, if there is a senator, a Democratic senator, who will stand with his House counterpart and say, yeah, I protest. But adding insult to injury, tomorrow, if it's anything like what happened in 2000, it will be a very denigrating experience for the people who are saying, who are actually saying, wait a minute, wait a second, wait, this was not done right. And they're Democrats saying that because it was not done right. And they are minority Democrats saying it, so-called minority, because this so-called minority understands oppression in a way that you and I, white people, don't. If you're white, hell, I don't know. So, what's to happen? When does it start tomorrow, Kathy? At 1 o'clock Eastern Time on C-SPAN? Well, I mean, it'll be carried on C-SPAN? Because you know damn good and well ABC, CBS, and NBC are not going to interrupt their soap operas to carry this. Are you crazy? CNN might carry a little bit of it until it's time to go back to, I don't know, whatever murder they're covering now. Murder trial or lead up to a murder trial. MSNBC, they'll probably carry a little bit of it until they cut away for more reports from the horror of the tsunami. Fox? Yeah, they'll cover it for a while, talking about those stupid-ass Democrats who can't seem to get it through their heads that they are a vanishing breed and they are irrelevant. So I guess we'll watch it on C-SPAN. John Kerry is in Jordan and is sending out responses to letters. It's a canned response. Everybody gets the same. You know, to stand in the breach and fight. Don't give up. I would be there tomorrow, but there's no way the election is going to be overturned, so I'll come over here and try to solve the problems in the Middle East because I'm thinking about running again in 2008. You know, that sort of thing. All right, quick break. We'll be back to your phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy. There are ponies who are talking, there are wasters who read. There are people here who do not even own a TV. Everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Oh, everybody be careful. Everything I know about my country, I learned on TV. The man on the screen tells me who is our enemy. They say that we are free and we must fight to be number one. So when the army calls, I'll grab my TV, my car, and my gun. And the TV god watches over me, opens up my eyes, shows me how to see all around the world, every night and day.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Nelser, what'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days. Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Planet Check.
10-year-old Shannon Curtis from Schenectady, New York, talks about Kids Against Pollution.
Kids Against Pollution is a network of active youth dedicated to solving and preventing pollution problems through educational projects and events to protect children's health and the planet.
Shannon talks about one of her favorite actions.
One time, I picked up trash along the shore of the Plateau. That's a nearby creek with a waterfall. You could see with your own eyes what a difference it made by the big bags full of garbage we collected. And you could picture it happening all over the country on the same day.
This little green sprout tells it like it is.
People can be such slobs.
Shannon's advice for other aspiring kid activists?
Well, they can start their own chapters. KidsAgainstPollution.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
Eight and a half before the hour, I got an email here, several of them, but one from Walter, who I believe is proud liberal at DU, I think. And he writes, looks like they're starting now on the character assassination of Conyers. There's a breaking news story from UPI on WashingtonTimes.com, of course. Now, keep in mind that UPI and Washington Times are both owned by the Reverend Moon. And the story here is about, well, here's what it says. This is how fast they work, okay? This is breaking news. The director of a Detroit charity is wondering about 60 turkeys it entrusted to the office of U.S. Representative John Conyers, Democrat of Michigan, for delivery to poor people. The Gleaners Community Food Bank gave the 720 pounds of frozen birds to Conyers' staff 2 days before Thanksgiving so they could pass them along to needy people, the Detroit Free Press reported Wednesday. But the charity has yet to receive any confirmation that any turkey was delivered to a worthy recipient. The Conyers aide, who requested anonymity for fear of reprisal, said staffer Elisa Grubbs and her cousin, Conyers Detroit Deputy Chief of Staff Marion Brown, along with a former Conyers aide, Dwayne Boyd, picked up the turkeys and later gave contradictory accounts of what happened to the gifts. The unnamed staff member raised concerns in a memo sent to both the FBI and House Ethics Committee. Boyd was convicted on 7 counts of fraud last month in a scam he ran from Conyers' office in 1999. You see how quickly, you see how fast this works? Thanks, Walter. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? From Robert. Mike, as I drove home, I had my radio tuned to NPR listening to the news. On comes Bush raving on about tort reform. As his voice bore into my brain, I found myself screaming at the top of my lungs the vilest expletives. You blankety-blank, beady-eyed, blankety-blanking blank of a blank, warmongering blankhead. I kept screaming till my vocal cords ached. I wished I had XM or Sirius so I didn't have to settle for NPR, a network that bends over backwards to... I can't say it. to blank its own blank. When I get home, I check my email only to find a missive from John Kerry trying to explain why he's going to chicken out from challenging the election results. What a coward. I mean, what a bizarre lesson this election has been. On the one hand, we have a man who volunteered to fight in a war, commanded a boat in battle, even turning into a fire chasing down the enemy. On the other hand, we have a lazy, effete, lazy schmuck not even willing to show up for National Guard duty. Yet the schmuck coward would surely have challenged the election if the shoe were on the other foot. You may not remember this, but just before the 2000 vote, Bush put together a legal team to prepare a case if he won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College. It's time we stop trying to prove to everyone else that we're better by not punching back. The people don't want us to be better than them. They want someone who shows they are willing to fight. So what to do? Fight! I'm going to find a district with a Republican representative and I'll run! I'm going to run! Screaming and not backing down! I'm going to go looking for a fight! Robert. Very colorful writing there, Robert, in the first paragraph. I wish I could... Let's see, did he use a curse word? Did he miss one? Let's see. No, he didn't miss any, Gather. He got them all. Way to go, Robert. Thank you, Robert. I understand your rage, man, and you shouldn't be listening to NPR. It'll make you scream and curse. Hey, Mike. Yeah, I remember. This is from Shamrocks. His 17,000 lawyers. What a joke. His skull and bones are showing, I think. That and the $51 million he pocketed for touring the country and being on TV every night, talking about Kerry. Anyway, the whole 56 days in Ohio, he had only one attorney, and that attorney worked for a deeply Republican firm in Ohio that represents Ohio's Republican Governor Taft. Here's the link to the story. Blah, 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 blah. And then it says, the Kerry campaign, which raised millions of dollars to guarantee every vote will be counted in the 2004 election, has challenged the results in just one county, where a technician dismantled at least one voting machine prior to the recount. Daniel Hoffheimer, an attorney hired by the Kerry campaign, has emphasized his belief that despite that challenge, quote, this presidential election is over. The Bush-Cheney ticket has won, end quote. Hoffheimer is affiliated with Taft, Stettinius and Hollister, a Cincinnati firm with deep Republican ties to Ohio's current Republican Governor Bob Taft. The attorney, Hoffheimer, said the Kerry Edwards campaign has found no conspiracy and no fraud in Ohio. Blah, 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 blah. Wow, man. From Jim. Here's a letter I sent to Wisconsin Senators Feingold and Cole. Dear Senator Feingold, congratulations on your latest election to the Senate. Remember, it was the Democrats of Wisconsin who brought you your big win. It's too bad this will probably be the last election we'll get to participate in. Tomorrow the votes will be finalized in the Senate. There are many Democratic representatives who are protesting the disenfranchisement of so many voters in Ohio. As you know, it is necessary that at least one senator sign on to initiate the investigation into these illegalities. Do you know of any that might have the courage and the foresight to do so? If not, then it is an end to voting in America, and we will be forced to live with the tyranny of a one-party country. It is really pointless to vote any longer, much less put so much time and effort into fundraising and campaigning for Democratic candidates. It's sad, Jim writes, that we have come so far down the wrong road. Tomorrow, Senator, will be the turning point. Either the election process will be put in order, or it will signal the end of democracy in America. The dream will be over. Thank you for your time. See you in the future. Jim. And Jack in Livingston, Montana writes in, one thing that a challenge would do is show the rest of the world that not all Americans support this criminal regime. Okay. Lots of emails tonight. Lots of emails. I wish I could read them all. I wish I could respond to them all. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Your phone calls. I know I keep saying that, but I mean it. Your phone calls. And we're going to talk about Alberto. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Welcome to Being Your Own Boss, an audio series. Repeat the following bossy phrases. It's time we unleashed some logistical paradigms.
It's time that we released something.
We need to deploy a more user-centric methodology.
We need the user-friend...
Being the boss doesn't have to be hard. Become a Furniture Medic franchise owner and receive full support, even financing, from America's largest furniture repair and restoration company. Call 1-800-RUN-YOURS or visit FurnitureMedicFranchise.com. Furniture Medic, a ServiceMaster brand.
Something new is happening every minute of every day to impact your business, your investments, your opportunities to enrich your life. Forbes.com is here to help. You'll find over 1,500 stories a day on business, technology, the latest market updates, personal investment advice, the world's best in travel, cars, and wines, and the famed Forbes lists. Manage your portfolio and track the latest news on companies and the executives who run them with our exclusive tracker tools and alerts. Get the up-to-the-minute information and tools you need to succeed. Visit Forbes.com today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. World leaders are heading to Jakarta, Indonesia for a summit on tsunami relief efforts. Secretary of State Colin Powell and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan are among those scheduled to attend. The World Health Organization said it had sent emergency treatments to the region for such diseases as cholera and dysentery. The agency says safe drinking water supplies remain inadequate. Children devastated by the tsunami are not just facing the threat of disease and homelessness. Lisa Sarkowski of UNICEF says 1.5 million children have been directly affected by the disaster and they need protection from sexual predators. Sarkowski says UNICEF is trying to get children registered.
And once they're registered, we are trying to find their families. We owe it to the victims of this tragedy to find the families of children and make every effort to try to reunite them. If it can't be with a parent, to reunite them with a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a sibling.
President Bush was in Illinois Wednesday to promote his plan for medical liability reform. Speaking in Collinsville, Bush argued that junk lawsuits are putting doctors out of business and driving up the costs of health care. Bush criticized trial lawyers and said the medical liability system is tilted in their favor. Tort reform is a key legislative priority for the White House and for the Republican-controlled Congress. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says it will soon investigate an Iranian site the U.S. claims has been used to develop nuclear weapons. Some Iranian officials had said the site should be off limits because the country should not be forced to open up one of its most secret military sites. Roxanne Saberi reports.
Inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency plan to visit the site just south of Tehran within days or weeks. The agency had asked Iran for access to Parchin back in October. U.S. officials have accused the Islamic Republic of testing high explosives there that could be used in nuclear weapons. Iran has denied the charge and insists its nuclear energy program is purely peaceful. Tehran is now negotiating with Britain, France, and Germany. The Europeans want Iran to permanently suspend its uranium enrichment-related activities in exchange for political, economic, and nuclear technology aid. But Iran says it will only agree to temporarily suspend its uranium enrichment. Roxana Saberi, Tehran.
Rain, sleet, snow, no matter where you live in the USA, it's very likely you are experiencing one of these forms of precipitation. So with this in mind, you need to rush out and get snow tires to be safe. Auto expert Sam Membolo says snow tires are critical in 12, 14, or 18 inches of snow, but what about this kind of storm?
In this kind of snow, we got 4 or 5 inches, just a little slick. An all-season tire is great, especially with the technology they have.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
For free confidential small business advice, call SCORE at 800-634-0245 or log on to SCORE.org. Every year, thousands of people get help from SCORE when starting or growing their companies, and you can be one of them.
My SCORE counselor taught me how to create a business plan and make sound financial projections so that I could get a small business loan. I don't think I could have approached my bank so confidently without SCORE's help.
SCORE mentors can help with business planning, cash flow management, and market analysis.
My SCORE mentor walked me through the steps of identifying a market, researching the competition, pricing my product, and so much more.
Call SCORE at 800-634-0245 to meet with experts who have been in your shoes.
All I really needed was a sounding board for my ideas, someone I could trust. My SCORE counselor talked me through my business questions and gave me the courage I needed to expand.
If you're a small business owner or thinking about starting a company, call SCORE today, 800-634-0245, or visit SCORE.org for free confidential advice. SCORE is a nonprofit association and a resource partner with the U.S. Small Business Administration.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Welcome back. 6 and a half past the hour. Somebody sent me a story. Wow, in today's top news from Bizarre World, the would-be attorney general promises he'll no longer support torture. Can you believe this is an actual headline? Where are we living? I feel like I'm living in Samaria, circa 350 B.C. or something. It's from ABC News, and the headline is Gonzalez Promises Non-Torture Policy. this Gonzalez thing is almost as disturbing as the loss of democracy. 9:30 tomorrow morning, Arlen Specter will preside over this. Arlen Specter, who was taken to the woodshed by Republicans in the House and the Senate, and they told him, hey, jackass, get in line. Get in line, thug. You know, he was the guy who said, well, you know, don't send any judicial nominees to the Senate Judiciary Committee who are opposed to Roe v. Wade, and or something like that. And he was, you know, he was told to straighten up and fly right, or, I don't know, they'd do what, kill him or butcher him? I don't know, cut him up in pieces? Oh, worse, they'd take away his chairmanship. 9:30 tomorrow, Eastern Time. Ladybug says, regarding the hearings for Gonzalez, could you mention it would be a swell idea to hood him naked with electrodes attached during any questioning? I'm sure he would think it quaint, or maybe he would think it thoroughly modern. Leah sent that, yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? Imagine the prospective attorney general has to actually promise he won't support torture. Where are we? At least Ashcroft just doused himself in Crisco oil and draped naked boobies on statues. All of a sudden, it seems very benign in comparison, doesn't it? What is that expression? Don't trade the devil you know for the devil you don't know, or something like that? A dozen former military officers, including retired Army General John Shalikashvili, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, they are challenging the nomination of Gonzalez because he, to put it mildly, endorsed detaining suspected terrorists without protections accorded prisoners of war. Oh, it's just incredible. Not just military leaders, but think about this. Military leaders are opposing it on the one hand. On the other hand, civil libertarians are opposing it. Come on, folks. We know that there is a very clear difference between civil libertarians and flag-rank military officers. We know that. I'm not saying it's good or bad, but we know it exists. They're on the same page on this one, Gonzalez. Gonzalez is bad for America. Gonzalez is bad for the world. Gonzalez is a real, real threat to the safety of our soldiers. Now, think about it. This guy wrote all kinds of memos to Bush. Poor, stupid Bush. Can you imagine he'd get these memos? What does this mean, Uncle Dick? What's he saying? Just sign it, boy. Okay. I don't like this. There's no pictures on this. What's he saying, Uncle Dick? What is it? Alberto Gonzalez. This is a guy who's going to be the Attorney General charged with enforcing constitutional law in this country? Oh, please. This is beyond ludicrous. New York Times today. In their lead editorial, points out, as only the New York Times can. I'm waiting for the New York Times to someday publish a lead editorial that says, hey, America, there's some real nasty stuff going on, and now they're trying to run this SOB, whoever it is. You know, I'm just waiting for that. It's an editorial page, for God's sake. It's not news reporting. And you understand, of course, that they have they did a quick, they being the Bush crime family, did a quick change, presto changeo, on official U.S. policy on torture. They've changed it just before Alberto goes before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Oh, God. I'm you know, and now this thing about unlimited detention, life in prison, for people who are charged, in this case, with the crime of terrorism, and remember how loosely that term is defined. for people against whom there's not enough evidence to go into a state court, much less a federal court, and get an indictment. There's no evidence. But some genius in the Bush crime family, who, Daniel Pipes? Dick Cheney? Somebody in the Bush crime family said, well, I think that guy's a terrorist. Lock him up. That's it. That's the end of it. If ever you were concerned about something, this is something to be concerned about. I mean, they are going back, they being the Bush crime family, on English common law, from which we derive so much of our constitutional law, just turning it on its head. And it starts out with, well, we got to stop the Jews. Okay, we got to stop the Jews and the socialists. Okay, we got to stop the Jews, the socialists, and the trade unionists. Okay, we got to stop the Jews, the socialists, the trade unionists, and the communists. Okay, we got to stop the Jews, the socialists, the trade unionists, the communists, and some of these Catholics. Okay, we got to stop the Jews and the socialists, the trade unionists, the communists, the Catholics, and these gypsies and the deformed people and the non-Aryans and those Slavic types, you know, Poland and Russia. We got to get them. That's how easy it is. That's how easy it is. All right, we got to get the terrorists. Who's a terrorist? Anybody who I say is a terrorist is a terrorist. Do you have any proof? Don't need it. Don't need it? No, don't need it. Don't need it. I'm going to lock them up for life. Can't release them. They'll go back and do terror. It is a very sad thing, and it's another crisis that this country is facing, and actually that the world is facing, because when you have these kinds of people placed in the highest positions of law enforcement in a country, people who do not believe in the rule of law, but believe in the law of the rule, I guess that's the way to put it. You know, how many fingers am I holding up? Four. No, it's five. But I see four. No, you don't. You see five. You see five. I do. You do. When we have gotten to that point, where the Constitution of the United States, where the voting rights in the United States, where all of this stuff that I was told as a kid, a high school kid, that millions of people have died to protect, enfranchisement, the right to vote, justice, fair play, the rule of law. Don't you remember when those moral cretins marched across from the House to the Senate to impeach Bill Clinton because he lied about a BJ with his girlfriend, and they chanting, you could hear them. Rule of law, rule of law, ooga booga, rule of law, mooga 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 mooga, rule of law, ooga booga, rule of law. Remember that? One of us, ooga booga mooga booga, rule of law. We are freaks, ooga booga, one of us, rule of law, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, booga booga, booga booga, booga booga, booga booga, booga. Remember that? Do you? Of course you do. Of course you remember that. Henry Hyde and Bob Barr. Ooga booga, ooga booga, rule of law. Ooga booga, ooga booga, rule of law. One of us. We are freaks. Ooga booga, ooga booga. Sorry, Todd. So now the rule of law is to be cast aside. Why? Because it's inconvenient. Rule of law, my ass. Come on. Gulag. Concentration camps.
Oh, Mike said concentration camps.
Well, hello? Yeah? First it was the Jews, and the trade unionists, and the socialists, and the communists, and the Catholics, and the gypsies, and the Slavs, and the homosexuals, and non-Aryans. And, you know how this goes. You know how this goes. You know how this goes? Because you are astute, you are a reader of history. And because your parents, your grandparents at least, were there. They knew. Maybe not in Germany. But they know. They tried to tell you, didn't they? What's the phrase? Never again. Hello? Never again? Hello?
any propaganda. Try and convince the folks that beach is never sandy. You can convert into lies.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? All true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Will Durst. He mocks, but he does it with taste.
War is going according to plan. That's a really plan, isn't it?
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt. And it's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
We went in because Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. How do you know? My dad sold them to him.
These and other hilarious observations can be found on Will Durst's latest CD, Warning, available at willdurst.com.
Bush! He's turned into President Rain Man. Mr. President, what about the Social Security? What about stem cell research? What about Medicare Iraq. Yeah, definitely Iraq.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
Yeah, it's all Saddam, yeah.
So go to willdurst.com today.
Yeah, I'm an excellent warmonger. Yeah, just ask my dad.
And get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Sir, Mr. President, how much do you think this war is going to cost? About $100. Uh-oh, what? You can't make it up like this.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again. So don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? the same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
It's like earning capital. I earned capital in the campaign, political capital, and now I intend to spend it. It is my style. That's what happened in after the 2000 election. I earned some capital. I've earned capital in this election, and I'm going to spend it.
All right. You go ahead and do that. Josh is calling from Wisconsin. Josh, welcome to the program.
Malloy, have I mentioned that much I'm going to hate these people tomorrow? I cannot even tell you.
Yeah, you just did.
Yeah, I'm good. Because I actually drove home in the horrible snows of Wisconsin, and I had a whole bunch to say to you, and I'm just basically mad at my roommate. Because the thing is, I do the dishes all the time, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of an exchange. Like, I do all this work, and then he kind of, you know, is supposed to help me out and do things back, too. It's a reciprocal kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah,
so
sure.
I did him tonight, and he's gone.
Uh-oh.
He's totally gone. I know. He might be in Jordan. I'm not entirely sure. But it's bad. So my point is, you know, I was writing all this stuff. I've been, you know, writing to my senators and such. I live here in Madison, Wisconsin, which, you know, is the holy land for Russ Feingold and Herb.
That's
and
right.
I'm just wondering what I'm supposed to do when these guys, you know, don't step up tomorrow. What if they don't?
I don't know. What are you going to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I like to think of myself more as a liberal as opposed to a Democrat.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really supported a Democratic candidate since, like, Dean, essentially.
Right.
And I did vote for Nader in the 2000 election, but where the hell have they been for the past 4 years?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I agree with all their principles and such, and I'm still going to vote according to those issues, but there's no leadership there. So, I mean, I always vote locally for Greens, and I think people should if you agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, there's no leadership. Even from people like Russ, who, you know, voted against the Patriot Act and has been, you know, really, really cool for Wisconsin, but where is he?
Yeah, the silence is deafening.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe his life has been threatened.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, it is winter and planes are flying around.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know what I mean.
So
yeah.
So you had how much snow there today?
Well, about like a half a foot or so. But I was you know, doing the old should have been hanging up and driving thing through about a half a foot of snow, driving home from work.
Yeah, here in Atlanta, it was 73 degrees today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Show off. Well, cool, Mike. I love the show. I listen to you guys like 12 hours a day, so keep it up.
Well, thank you. That's wonderful. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
Have a great night.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate
sure.
you checking in. Nancy is calling from New York City. Hi, Nancy. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great. I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I am so grateful that someone told me to hook into your show. I've learned a lot. I've heard so much that I don't hear on the regular media. And I just want to share something real quick, because
okay.
I am a born-again believer,
mm-hmm.
and don't get that confused with the ecumenical member of, you know, a movement which I believe is the apostate church.
I hear you. I hear you.
A lot of people, you know, claim to be Christian, and that is it's a huge umbrella of people, and I'm not really associated with that.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, I don't celebrate Christmas and Easter and all the pagan holidays, and I'm not, you know, a Jehovah's Witness. I just believe in the Bible.
Okay.
What happens is a lot of these people that claim to be Christians, I pray for them because I believe, you know, that God gives us discernment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just, you know, to be honest with you, I did not approve of Bush Sr. I did not, you know, I heard a lot of things that he was involved in, and I heard him speak about one world government and things that I just read into Bible prophecy, and I had not had a good feeling about him. When his son ran, as soon as I heard him say the word Jesus, I just rolled with a lot of other people that claimed to be Christians,
mm-hmm.
and I voted for him based on that. I didn't vote for him the second time because I believe that once, you know, the Bible says that you will know them by their fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about, you know, different things. Now, as soon as, you know, the Constitution, our constitutional rights, you know, I start hearing things, you know, with the Patriot Act and things like that, I thought, my gosh, all these people are talking about abortion. and they're talking about gay marriages. And, you know, I'm for pro-life for a child, for a baby. I'm against abortion. I'm also against, you know, I believe the Bible is very clear about homosexuality being a sin. However, if we don't have our constitutional rights, what does it matter on all these other issues? So I started looking at that. I also believe with this whole war, there are little children being killed over there, innocent children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's murder. The Bible says not to kill. So I had to look at the whole picture, and I had to see what was going on. He also had a vice president, Cheney, that was totally against everything that he said that he stood for. He said he wanted to have amendment against gay marriages, yet it had a vice president that had a gay daughter that was for it. So I had a hard time seeing how a lot of these people that claim to be Christians were still, you know, following him and supporting him.
Well, Nancy, hold on a second. You put an awful lot out there that I just have a question. How do you feel about Cheney's gay daughter, Mary? I mean, is she just choosing to be gay? Just to piss off her parents or something, or what?
No, I don't want to get into that issue right now because I personally don't believe that a person is born that way.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold a second. We got to take a break here. I'll come back because I know you held on for over an hour. This is kind of a bizarre conversation for me to be having, but I'll come back. We'll come back to Nancy as soon as we break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. I want an answer. Tell me, who would Jesus bomb? Maybe Jesus would bomb the Afghans on some kind of vengeful whim. Maybe Jesus would drive an M1 tank and he would shoot Saddam. Who would Jesus bomb?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, I'm Mark Marin from Morning Sedition. The people of the Indian Ocean region need your help. The recent tsunami has left thousands of people with nothing. The devastation is being measured in the billions of dollars, and authorities are saying it may be the most expensive disaster of all time. Please go to airamericaradio.com and click on the tsunami relief banner for a list of reputable organizations who are delivering relief. The victims of this tragedy must start over with almost nothing, so please take a moment and make a donation. Remember, where there's help, there's hope.
Six before the hour. Okay, we're talking with Nancy in New York City, and Nancy, you put a lot of stuff out there that normally I really find I disagree with an awful lot of it.
Yeah, you know what? I had like an hour to sit down here and make notes and listen to what you were saying, and I really do agree with a lot of what you say.
But I just have one question. That was a question I asked you right before the break. If you are, you know, if you're a firm believer in the Bible and born again and so on and so forth, and have strong position against homosexuality, and you brought up
but I believe God loves
the vice president's daughter, and I just wonder, do you? I need to ask you this. Do you think that she's just choosing to be gay? Or did God create her that way?
No, I believe that she made a choice, but I believe that God loves her just the way that she
did. No. I understand. I understand what you're saying. But why would... I just want to... Just one more question. Why would someone, especially the daughter of the Vice President of the United States, choose to be gay? Is she flaunting her parents? Or what's she doing?
No, I have met people, you know, during my working career that had, you know, been gay, and most of the women that I have met, they just had a bad experience with a man, and they just hated men. They had a bad experience, and they turned towards, you know, this lifestyle. Can I just get into something real quick, because we were talking
well,
about...
Well, I guess, but normally folks that have the opinion you have, I just don't like to even talk to, because I think y'all are just screwed up.
Well, you know what? I believe that Jesus loves us all just the same, and whether you're homosexual or whether you're a theft, you know, or whatever we have in
okay,
our
but,
lives.
But Nancy, I understand all that, but still, your concept is steeped in bigotry and ugliness, and I'll tell you what, I appreciate you checking in.
Okay,
we've had 11.
Nah,
I don't think so. I think that's enough. I really do. Thanks, Nancy. I appreciate it. I'm not gonna get nasty, it's just that I'm sorry, I can't handle it, you know, I just cannot handle that. I wish I could. I wish I were, I don't know who, Tom Hartman, you know, or somebody who could handle having a discussion with somebody who says that sort of thing, and I can't do it. So I'm not going to sit here and be a jackass, Nancy, and be nasty and start attacking and shredding and ripping. I'm just going to say thank you for calling, but I have to end the conversation there, okay? Thank you. Appreciate you calling. Ira is calling from New York City. Ira, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the program.
Oh, boy, Mike, I tell you, not only have to listen through the commercials, but then listen to this last thing. It's anyway, it's worth it. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to say, as somebody who's been an activist his whole life and been involved in the Democratic Party on the local level, I got this letter today, too, from John Kerry, and I was so outraged that in the letter they have you respond. They want you to respond if you've done what they've told you to do, which is to send letters to the Republican leadership. And anyway, I did that, but rather than putting in my name and email, I just put in, "You coward," and emailed it back to them. And, you know, but what I really want to be doing next week are our local Democratic Club meets, and if no senator stands up tomorrow, I also intend to resign from the Democratic Party. And we actually get Charlie Rangel, who shows up on occasion at our club. Maybe he'll be there next week. But, you know, I intend to do that. I hope there'll be others that'll follow. And I just want to urge your listeners to really act on a local level. Go to your local Democratic clubs. You know, make your feelings known. You know, resign from the party. If nobody stands up tomorrow. I mean, I would also say, coming from somebody who's done a lot of direct action, that we need to just go in and sit in on our senators' offices. It doesn't take a lot of people. You get six people, and you go in and you sit in and you take over the office. You make a phone call to the local media. They won't even have the guts to have you arrested, but it might get some attention, and it certainly will get attention of the senators. It's not a hard thing to do, and it's something that just small groups of people could do. And if it's done across the country, maybe it might make some difference, you know?
Right.
I mean, I don't know what you think about that, but, you know, it just, something has to be done. I mean, it's just too much. And the only thing that I, you know, was bothered with was early comments about Nader. I don't think he can ever be forgiven for what he's done in this election. I think it was clearly pointed out how he took Republican money, how he took the support of right-wing fanatics on the West Coast to get on the ballot. I don't think there's any way that he can be forgiven for what he did. I was able, the day before the election, he had a rally down on Wall Street, and me and a handful of others went down there and disrupted his rally. And then we saw the real face of his Nader supporters. I mean, it was like a cult. I mean, they wouldn't even allow us to stand there and hold a sign up that voiced our opinions about how we feel that Nader sold out. So I don't think he's a solution, and I don't think he should be forgiven. But anyway, like you said, tomorrow is the big day, which will really show where we're at.
Yeah, it's a real puzzlement. The old truism that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and so on and so forth. I have a hard time in my own mind deciding. Okay, who would I back? If I stop contributing to the Democratic Party and stop calling myself a Democrat. That's how you resign from the Democratic Party. It's just like, saying I divorce thee three times and jump over a broomstick or something, and it's over. So, for me, it's like no more money, and I'm no longer a Democrat. But like you, what to do? I'm aware of Nader's accepting money. At least I've seen reports that he accepted money. I don't know what his position was from Republicans. I understand Republicans are dirty trickster bastards who would do anything to steal an election, even if it means supporting somebody that they loathe, like Ralph Nader. Ralph Nader stands for everything that the Republican Party hates. You know, corporate responsibility and safety and rules and, you know, so on and so forth, so we all can survive and, you know, make it from this life onto the next one, whatever it is, or the abyss. That's what Ralph Nader's about. So, of course, he's hated, and why he, by the right wing, why he took money, I have no idea. So I don't know. It's a real problem. For me, Ira, as to who to follow, and who to support is a better word, not follow, but who to support, who to say, okay, here's my $100 or here's my $1,000, go, you know. So I don't know. I don't know. I believe what I said a couple of weeks ago. The rebuilding process is going to take an awful long time because the Democratic Party, as far as I'm concerned, is dead. It really is. And tomorrow will probably be the requiem for the Democratic Party. We're going to see a Gonzales confirmed. And in fairness, the Democrats don't have a lot to do to stop that unless they filibuster in the Senate his nomination. So they could stop it if they wanted to. And this protest tomorrow that will, in my opinion, actually, really, truly go nowhere.
Yeah, so, I mean, don't you think that a price should be paid for the senators, Democratic senators who don't stand up? Like, I'm in New York, so Hillary Clinton. I mean, any of these people who mm-hmm. have eyes on running for other office. I mean, somehow there's got to be a way to organize so that we don't let them forget.
Well, I agree. One of the most effective ways, though, to punish a politician is to ignore him or her.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you do? You write a hate letter or a letter of disappointment. And very seldom does the office holder or the candidate get to see that letter. A staffer reads it and throws it in the trash.
But I have to tell you, I mean, when you confront these people head on, I mean, I've confronted Mario Cuomo at one of his fundraisers. Mm-hmm. When you confront them face to face, I mean, they turn to a pillar of salt. I mean, if you stand up and you just tell them face to face, then they realize they can't hide anywhere.
That's true. I've had the same or similar experience. Yeah, I've had similar experience. I don't know. Howard Dean, is Howard Dean the answer? At this point, I don't know. I'm in the wilderness, Ira. I am in the wilderness, and I can't find a place to pitch the tent or build the fire. I don't know. It looks like wandering for a while, you know? Wandering around going, oi, oi, what to do, you know? I don't have a clue.
Well, I tell you, it helps to have people like you out there, to at least that we can all kind of talk together about it.
There you go, and I think dialogue is important, there, especially among liberals, among people who consider themselves Democrats. It's been betrayal after betrayal after betrayal by our own party, our own leadership. We expect Republicans to be, carry the long knives and cut our throats, but call it naivete. But I never expected my own party to cut my throat. And it just keeps happening and happening and happening and happening. And I've had the unsettling experience when I bring up the throat cutting, you know, I immediately get, 200 emails to say, how dare you attack Democrats? That was always the 11th commandment with Republicans. Never speak ill of any Republican, no matter what kind of filth or corruption they get involved in. Never speak ill. That was Reagan's 11th commandment, I think. And it's like, okay, that may work for Republicans, but I'm sorry, I can't do it. I'm a Democrat, and I struggle. I don't have any answers. All I have are more questions. I'm not like a Republican that knows exactly how he or she is going to live their life and exactly where they're going to go when they die. Wow, that's heavy. I mean, that's woo. No, good for them if they can do it. So let's stay in touch, Ira. We'll see what happens, right?
All right, take care.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking in. We have to break here, right? Okay, let's break. We'll come back and get Liz in Minnesota, who's also been holding on forever. So, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
I've been searching deep down in my soul. Words that I'm hearing are starting to get old.
Hi. fun?
Yeah.
Can you keep the kids busy? I'm doing our taxes.
Oh, that's right. We're using TurboTax software this year.
Yeah, and it's so easy. TurboTax asks simple questions like an accountant would, and it automatically fills in all the right forms.
Really?
Mm-hmm. TurboTax also checks for errors, and calculations are guaranteed accurate.
Wow. What about deductions?
Oh, it found ones I didn't even think of.
Like those little tax deductions jumping on the sofa?
Hmm?
The kids.
No, I remembered them.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right. Available at a retailer near you. See box for guaranteed details.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep. It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe, all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know, the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely.
Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Your host for a Pience Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 8:30 before the hour. Credit for this program tonight is the usual gang of miscreants and people who tilled at windmills like we do down here. Linda Blake handled phone calls in New York. Program engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall, Maxim Interactive, handles website. Ben Birch, White Rose Society. Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And the moderators at our message board who keep the place in order. Thanks, everybody. Catherine Bay, our executive producer. Liz is calling from Minnesota. Liz, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
No problem. I was listening to you anyway, so I listened to you through my speakerphone instead of my computer.
Okay, that'll work.
And the reason I called was mostly because, you know, you had a caller earlier that was saying that, you know, he was disappointed, and you said you're about ready to leave.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I still agree. I got the, you know, like you, I busted ass for Carrie. It wasn't that he was, you know, a shining knight or anything else.
Right.
But he was one of ours, so of course we're going to vote for him. You know, and I spent my own money because the Carrie campaign wasn't even, like, dealing with my part of Minnesota. And I couldn't get anything together through them, so I had to do it on my babies. My kids were getting crap at school. People were saying things to them because of what I did. And we did this for Carrie. And then we get this crappy letter, I urge you to join me. I want every vote counted. It's like, you know, kiss my ass. You know, I mean, what is that?
I don't know. It's Democratic Party leadership.
It's unbelievable is what it is.
Yes, it is.
The gall, the unmitigated gall. I love that phrase because I've used it so many times today since I got this letter.
Mm.
Unmitigated gall. And you know, I think that this is going to be it. If nobody stands up tomorrow. And, we've got Mark Dayton, who isn't the greatest, but, you know, he does a lot of things with his own money, you know, like the seniors taking up to Canada,
right,
which he still does, all this stuff. If nobody stands up tomorrow, I'm done. I'm done. I will find something else. I will be undecided.
Yeah,
I
totally understand that and totally sympathize with it and totally agree with it. It's one thing to be a party activist. It's something else, again, to keep getting smacked in the face and being asked to stick your face out to get smacked again. And this has been going on, as far as I'm concerned, it's been going on for me for about 20 years, but it's really been going on for about the past 14. And it's like, man, I can't take this anymore. You know, I really can't. And I don't have the power or the energy to reform the Democratic Party. 1,000 of us, 10,000 of us don't have the power or the energy. 1,000,000 of us don't have the power or the energy to reform the Democratic Party. Reform or reform. Either way, we don't have that power. The leadership, you know, we're being asked to do what the leadership is supposed to do. And that is lead. Hello. And I think that irritates me. That's one of the things on my A list of irritants. Leaders who declare they're leaders and then they wait for you and me to show which way we want to go, and then they jump in the head of the parade. You know, what the hell is that? So
I'm nobody's whipping girl. You know, you can smack me a couple of times, but this is it.
Well, as George said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, I won't get fooled again. Yeah. So, no, like you, I've had it, Liz. I hate to cut and run, but I don't feel like I've cut and run. I feel like I have given blood, sweat, and tears, not to mention money, not to mention as much airtime as I could and get away with in various jobs I've had over the past 15, 18 years to the Democratic Party, and now these people won't even stand and declare that they're not going to let democracy go down with a whimper instead of a bang. I've had enough. I've really, really, really had enough. And where's Carrie? In Jordan? What? Jordan? Oh, my God. Jordan?
Have a good one, Mike.
All right, thanks, Liz.
Take care.
You know, that's the thing that just fried me today. When I read the report, I didn't know where's Carrie. On the other hand, where's Edwards? Now, I know he's got some family emergencies that he's dealing with, but where's Senator Edwards? Right? Ron is calling from Davis, California. Ron, we don't have much time. Thanks for your patience.
Yeah, that's okay, buddy. Listen, I just want to reassure you that nothing you say is cynical or negative. It's all real. For me, it's been a 40-year grind, and what my position right now is, I sort of feel like I'm on the Titanic. We're all on the Titanic. The iceberg's there. We're doomed, and we're all struggling to rearrange the deck chairs. I don't know what holding we have anymore. In the 60s, there were millions of people actually got on the streets. I mean, I don't see anybody on the streets, and we're heading for disaster, and that's just simply real. And if you and people think, you know, I'm being cynical or something, it's just real. And then you throw in peak oil, and 20 years from now, I mean, Las Vegas just could be just a ghost town. So, I mean, there are a lot of things out there that being real means like being cynical or negative. It's not true, buddy, because one of the big differences between now and the 60s was that the fear right now is just massive in the United States, and the divisions are just absolutely massive, and I really don't know if it can be healed. And
that's a question I have. The divide be reached across? I realize that's a crappy sentence, but from right to left, from liberal to conservative, from Democrat to Republican, that's the first question, which brings the second question: does it matter? And I don't know. It's
here's real quickly, to hell with the Democrats and the Republicans has been my position for 40 years. So I've gone through peace and freedom, this, that, the other thing. I voted for Nader, all that.
Right.
But when I was in the Peace Corps when Kennedy was alive, he was assassinated when I was living in a third world country. I came back, I walked through the looking glass. Who's declaring an unconstitutional war? The Democrat.
I hear you. Hey, listen, I got to leave it there now, Ron. We're out of time. Thank you, sir. Call us again. Okay, I'm sorry I helped you.
I will, but remember, you're not cynical and you're not negative.
I got you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, folks, for your cooperation and support tonight, however you did it. Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow night. It's either going to be good news or bad news or whatever. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction, but you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right. If you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. World leaders are heading to Jakarta, Indonesia for a summit on tsunami relief efforts. Secretary of State Colin Powell and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan are among those scheduled to attend. The World Health Organization said it had sent emergency treatments to the region for such diseases as cholera and dysentery. The agency says safe drinking water supplies remain inadequate. Children devastated by the tsunami are not just facing the threat of disease and homelessness. Lisa Sarkowski of UNICEF says 1.5 million children have been directly affected by the disaster and they need protection from sexual predators. Sarkowski says UNICEF is trying to get children registered.
And once they're registered, we are trying to find their families. We owe it to the victims of this tragedy to find the families of children and make every effort to try to reunite them. If it can't be with a parent, to reunite them with a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a sibling.
President Bush was in Illinois Wednesday to promote his plan for medical liability reform. Speaking in Collinsville, Bush argued that junk lawsuits are putting doctors out of business and driving up the costs of health care. Bush criticized trial lawyers and said the medical liability system is tilted in their favor. Tort reform is a key legislative priority for the White House and for the Republican-controlled Congress. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says it will soon investigate an Iranian